AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are campaigning in swing states they hope to flip this year. Harris in North Carolina.
Two nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate. And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
Trump in Tucson, Arizona.
When a prize fighter loses a fight, you've seen a lot of fights, right? The first words out of that fighter's mouth is, I want a rematch. I want a rematch. And that's what she said. I want a rematch.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against the former president and others has tossed out three counts in the indictment, including two against Trump, saying they're beyond the state's jurisdiction. Still, 32 counts remain. Sagar Magani reports Attorney General Merrick Garland's denouncing increasing threats being made against the Justice Department.
In a forceful and at times emotional speech to department employees, Garland said they faced everything from conspiracy theories to threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Garland's remarks came amid GOP claims the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. The Attorney General says department employees have made clear they do not bend to politics.
And that they will not break under pressure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Inflation at the wholesale level mostly cooled last month. Producer prices up just 1.7% from a year ago. Stocks closed higher. This is AP News. The mail's here in a new truck, and Rita Foley reports they're getting rave reviews from carriers like Ava Stoneham and Richard Burton.
I love it.
You don't have to bend over in like the older trucks. You can actually stand up, even if you're 6'4".
They have air conditioning. Yeah, something most vehicles have had for more than 60 years. But they're not going to win a beauty contest. They're tall with massive windshields and hoods that look like a duck bill. But they are getting rave reviews from letter carriers who've had to put up with older vehicles that don't have modern safety features and are prone to breaking down, even catching fire. In these new vehicles, most of them electric, postal carriers are able to stand up without bonking their heads and walk from front to back to get packages. There are airbags, 360-degree cameras, blind spot monitoring, collision sensors, and anti-lock brakes, none of which postal vehicles have now. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.